Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tennell. For today, Sunday, November 30th, I'm excited about tonight's show because Crystal Wright is back with us tonight, and we also have Marietta Carter-Narcisse joining us tonight as well. So I'm excited to have you ladies on. Bring you guys on the here. Hi, ladies. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Wonderful. Wonderful. You guys have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
oh
actually, I think I picked up something for my students, so I've been fighting. I've been fighting something.
Okay. Well, I hope you feel better. But I'm glad you're on the line with us tonight.
I forced myself to make it. I couldn't miss it.
Well, thank you very much.
Sounds like she's got something to say.
Uh-huh. Well, we wanted to get started.
How are you guys doing?
Pretty good.
We're doing well.
We made the trip home and then just ready to get started, I guess. Tired, but we're here as well. Couldn't
wow.
miss it.
Wow.
But we're here. I don't know if you heard of, I think you did hear maybe some of last week's conversation. So we just kind of wanted to continue with that, but we did have some things in particular that we want to discuss. But normally at the beginning of the show, as you know, my sister does the beauty news, so we wanted to offer you both the opportunity to share any information that you have during our beauty news segment. So, Marietta, why don't you start first?
Oh, okay. I just completed my book called Roll Sound, Rollin' Speed, Marker, Action. And those of you who work in film and television know exactly what that means. Those are famous words before any shot is off. And it's now available as an e-book. I didn't do a hard copy yet. I'll release a hard copy early next year. But it's available as an e-book that you can download onto your iPhone or iPad, and it's only $14.99, and it's available. You can just go into blurb.com and type in my name, and it'll pop up.
Okay.
So any plans of releasing an ebook for, I know you said your iPad or your iPhone. What about Android, or what about like your Nooks or your Kindles?
I'm working on that now, too. So, unfortunately, a lot of these platforms are usually available for the iPhone and iPad first.
Right, right. Okay.
Yeah. So it makes it a little bit limited.
Gotcha.
But I'm going to do the hard copy soon. So, but I just
I'm really excited about the hard copy. I love hard copies.
I know, me too.
No, what
and
about...
I'm working under 2015... Anyway, planner, so those are the things I've got going on.
That was my next question. What about the planner? When are we going to see that?
Yeah, I'm working on the 2015 planner.
Okay. Cool.
Cool. And how are you, Crystal?
I am doing great. I am here in Tacoma, Washington, where it's about 28 degrees. It's great. I've been running around seeing my family and my friends because I'm from Tacoma, Washington. And they're all sitting in the restaurant, and I'm sitting out here in the entryway to the restaurant talking to you guys.
Oh, my goodness.
I am. And, you know, I'm really, really excited to be here. Of course, I got to talk to everyone last week, but what's going on with me, of course, is the PYP Freelance Business Development Summit, which is happening April 18, 19, and 20, 2015. And just, you know, gearing up for that, getting ready for that, getting the speakers ready. Actually, tonight, our first interview with Allison Hoag will be going up on YouTube. So I'll be blasting that all over the internet as we start to do interviews with all of our speakers who are not only excited about speaking at the summit, but they're even excited about the people that they're going to get to see, their own peers
right.
at the summit. So that's what's going on here.
Great. That's always wonderful.
Yeah.
So let's start off. One of the things I've said about this summit is that I don't know of any other, just kind of want to hear from both of you, and I know you probably said some of this last week, Crystal, but just for those listeners who weren't tuned in last week, why do you think it's so important to attend this summit?
Well, I mean, I think it's important because regardless of whether you're a makeup artist, a hairstylist, a fashion stylist, or a manicurist, you can not survive by only knowing how to effectively apply your craft.
That's right.
Being able to apply your craft, which is, you know, do makeup or hair or clothing or nails, is just a piece of the puzzle. In order to thrive, I hate that word survive, because I think that there are so many artists that are out here, and that's all they're doing is surviving, you know, from month to month, barely being able to pay their rent. I think the it's time to change the conversation to how do we thrive as artists in a freelance environment? And that's what we want to teach artists to do at the summit. That's why we have so many different classes, you know, from how to manage your money and your taxes to how to talk beauty on the tube, you know, from CEO, from freelance artist to CEO, taking your product to market. I've done been doing surveys ever since I started doing my packaging your portfolio workshops, and there is a level where once you get past being a beginner, when you start to look around and you can identify opportunities, but you don't have any training, any expertise for taking your career to the next level, and that is what we are doing with the summit. Yes, there are going to be some classes there for artists who are starting out, you know, the portfolio building, you know, getting with an agent is not just being signed by the agent, but getting on the assistance list at the agencies and putting your marketing materials together. Those kinds of things are great for beginners as well as seasoned artists who really need to shore up the way they're marketing themselves. But then a lot of the classes are really for people who they're in the business, they're in the hunt, but they're only surviving, and I want them to thrive.
And Marietta, what are your thoughts on this?
I'm very excited to be part of the summit, the upcoming summit. I feel that artists need to really, I'm trying to think of the right word, rethink and focus on the direction that they want to go in, because, you know, some of the trends that I see on the internet are just so all over the place that if you're looking directly just to the internet for direction on where you should go and how you should go, it can be a bit overwhelming and you can get quite lost. And I feel it's necessary to use things like the PYP Summit to really help you focus and narrow sort of your direction as opposed to being all over the place.
Right.
I don't think you can get what you're looking for on the internet if you're not sure what you're looking for.
Right.
And I see it because I'm looking at some of the posts that I see on a daily basis, and it's kind of scary for some of these artists who feel they want a career in this industry, mm-hmm. and people who don't have the knowledge or the factual information or the expertise to give them direction. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of sad, actually.
Very sad.
You know, and I think one of the things that I want to say is regardless of what's going on the internet, I think it's really important for people to remember that they're still making movies and they're
right.
still doing TV shows
mm-hmm.
and they're still doing magazine covers
mm-hmm.
and they're still doing catalogs and they're
yep.
still doing ad campaigns. And last time I drove up Sunset Boulevard, there was still billboards and
right.
all of that stuff is still viable and it's not going away anytime soon.
Most definitely.
It's really important for artists to focus, you know, on what it is that they want to do in the industry and then to understand how to reach the decision makers who actually have the power to hire you for those jobs. That is those are the basics. And, you know, if you're doing film and you are day playing, or you're doing film and you're keen and you don't have an idea how to make the transition from keying a job to being a department head, then
mm-hmm.
you need to be at the summit.
That's right.
If you are working on a film and you can't get anybody to hire you for more than $150 a day, then you need to be at the summit so you can hear Marietta Carter-Narcisse tell you how to negotiate a better deal. Because if anybody knows how to do it, Marietta knows.
Exactly.
How to negotiate a deal. And I think that artists really have to understand that while you're not getting the money that you think you should have, part of it is because you don't know how to ask the right questions.
That's
right.
The truth.
You've got to know how to ask the right questions. And asking the right questions doesn't matter whether you're in corporate America or whether you're trying to get a job from a producer on a print job or a film job or a TV job. Sometimes when you know how to ask the right questions, that's when you find out that there's a lot more money that you can get.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
So it is, again, the difference between thriving and surviving.
Right.
That's it. What was the last part you didn't hear you? What did you say, Crystal?
When? You know how long-winded I am. That was a very long dissertation right there. You missed it.
I missed the last part. Yeah, what is the last? She said something in the last, her last, like, couple of words I didn't get. I missed those completely.
I think the last thing I said was that, you know, knowing how to ask the right questions is key. It's the key to getting all the money that's on the table. I really believe artists have got to learn how not to leave their money on the table. And that extra money that you're leaving on the table because you didn't know how to ask for this or you didn't know how to ask for that, is the difference between thriving and surviving.
Okay, I got it now. Yeah, thriving and surviving. That's what I didn't get. No, you're absolutely right, Crystal, because if you don't ask the right question, you never get the right answer.
Right.
And I know I was just teaching some of my students the other day about just negotiating and going about setting their own rates. And you know, when I started off, $50 a day for 27 hours was good. And I thought, oh, my goodness, this is going to kill me. I can't keep working like this. I'll never be able to pay anything. I can't even buy makeup at $50 a day. So I realized that, you know, that there's got to be a better way. You got to set in my goals and doing my affirmations. And I thought, well, I'm going to set a goal and see how much I could really make. And at the end of that year, when I made $25,000, I thought, oh, wow, I made $25. Let me try for $35 next year. But instead of $35, I went to $50. And, you know, and it kept growing and growing. And then my day rate, I did the same thing with, you know, just really figuring out how, what I thought I was worthy of making and what other people out there were making. I thought, well, if they can make such and such, I know what I'm doing. Let me try. What do I have to lose? And, you know, part of being, having lived a little bit in New York, told me, you know, if I knock on the front door and the back door and I get no answer the way I want it, I'm going to break the side window until I can figure out how to get what I want.
Right.
Like Crystal said, I'm not going to leave it on the table. And I learned how. I'm trying not to give away everything that we're going to talk about.
Right.
The stuff to work around some of this stuff, but I learned how to be willing. I was willing to lose the job in order to get the job.
Right. And that's so important. And you said that before, and I try to teach that to so many other people. I mean, it's just amazing, especially with this film and television thing. How I have so many people calling me, asking me, you know, different questions, and I think back to your lipstick lecture, Marietta. I think it was sometime in November or late or October, where you talked about. I think we were talking about how to negotiate your rates and all that kind of thing. And I think about,
right,
you know, so many people they take on these, especially these low budget non-union jobs, and you know they don't get things in writing, even, you know, before they actually show up for the job, even when it just comes to correspondence and they're talking to people on the phone, especially when they're talking to these line producers, and they're not getting things in writing. And then it's like, oh, they told me it was going to be 150 to 200 a day. And then they come back and they say, well, and then they changed the rate to 100 a day. And then it went to 125 and now it's back at 100. Like, I mean, what should I do? And I'm thinking to myself, what do you mean, what should you do? And the one
I remember that lipstick lecture, because one of the things is that people don't create paper trails.
They don't, that's the thing, they don't create paper trails. And I just had to tell somebody yesterday, she's going to Mississippi to do a low budget project, and you know, the rate's been bouncing back and forth, and then when she's on her way there and her father is driving her, and she says to me, oh, they're going to put me up in a bed and breakfast and not the hotel with everybody else. I mean, what do you think I should do? And I'm thinking, what? And then she's going on about all this stuff. And so I keep asking her questions, and I know this is not, you know, really what we were planning to talk about, but I just have to speak about this a little bit. Then she's going on and she's asking me, you know, just different stuff. And I'm asking her, well, what did they say about this? What did I say about that? Do you have it written down somewhere? Did they email you? Did you talk to them on the phone? So all of our conversations are on the phone. She doesn't have anything written down that she wrote down herself. She doesn't have any emails or anything. And I told her, I said, okay, if, you know, you're going to have to stop the conversations on the phone, start sending people detailed emails, so that they can respond to these emails one way or another, but that way you can print that out. You've got a paper trail, so that you can go back to them and say, you know, this is what you said. This is, you know, what it should be. She gets her to bed and breakfast. Two people in the production are moving out of the bed and breakfast, going to the hotel because one of them needs a desk, so they don't want to stay at the bed and breakfast. The other one doesn't want to share a bathroom with another man, so he's going to the hotel. And so I'm asking her, well, why aren't you going to the hotel?
Before you leave home. Before you leave home.
That this is the things I'm telling her. This is the kind of stuff you should have had handled before you left home and drove 5, 6, 7 hours from Atlanta to Mississippi.
Are you kidding me?
And you don't even have a car. Somebody's driving you. So when they leave, you're stuck.
Oh,
well,
no,
let me.
No.
You know what I think? I think one of the challenges is that artists do not understand what is meant by an opportunity.
Yes, yes.
I think they've got to be able to discern the difference between an opportunity and what is actually being offered to them. And I also think that what artists don't realize a lot of times is that they think that if I ask too many questions, they're not going to hire me. That's not the way it works.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask enough questions, they start to realize that you're smarter than everybody else.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, one of the other things.
And if you ask a lot of questions, they may pull the wool over somebody else's eyes. But the fact that you ask so many questions about the job lets them know that they cannot do that to you. That is why you will go to a job and find out that you are making more than somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Or you are making less than somebody else because they ask more questions and they just simply cut a better deal. It's not always that the production company doesn't have the money. A lot of times it's that you don't understand the right questions that get the right answers, and also because you don't understand what you're worth, you always think like that you're doing them a favor.
Right.
That they're doing you a favor.
Right, right.
Crystal, one of the big things I think that happens is not being prepared. What happens is when I told my students this the other day, I said, when you get called to check your availability for something, if you're driving on the highway, that is not the time for you to try to negotiate. You just say, yes, I'm available when I'm occupied right now. When I get to a place where it's convenient for me to speak, I will give you a call back. You know, but you can't do those things. You can't negotiate your deal driving on the highway.
And some people don't know that they can negotiate a deal.
What?
Some people don't realize that they can negotiate their deal. They're just accepting what they give them.
Well, but they don't have any questions prepared. They have nothing prepared.
This is.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you say this because one of the exercises that I do when I do my 4-day portfolio building and marketing workshop, and day 3 is your money, we actually do mock calls where decision makers call in to book them for jobs. And it is at that moment that they realize what they know and what they don't know, what they can ask for, what they can't ask for. And I just think that they don't, because artists feel like they're artists, they don't know that they need to have some business acumen. They need to have some business savvy in order to have better success with their artistic careers. And that's what we want to show them at the summit, that learning business doesn't make you not an artist. It makes you a savvier business person so that you get better results with your artistic career.
Let me ask you, ladies, this question, because I love the comment that you made a little while ago, Crystal, about opportunity. Because the one statement that this young lady said to me was, you know, I guess once she got settled in her room and all that kind of thing, she was like, well, you know, I guess I'll go ahead and do it. I mean, you know, because I don't have anything else to do. I already turned down, you know, some freelance days with Max, so I guess I'll go ahead and do it. And so she, you know, she says that she wants to be in, you know, in film and television, and she wants to get into the union. But most of these people nowadays who say they want to get into the union, all they're doing is trying to work to get their days, but nobody's like trying to figure out what they need to be a good film or television makeup artist, what they need to be a good film or television hairstylist. They're just working to get their days. So I'm just trying to figure out how do we get these people from point A to, I mean, not even to Z, but just, I mean, just D and E. Like, how do we get these people to focus on what it is that they say they want to do? I know for me, when I started out, I just kept thinking, okay, I want to do fashion. I want to do print. I want to work with, you know, artists in the music business. I took Crystal's class. I bought Crystal's book. The book details everything. It even details, you know, what you need to get into the hair and makeup union, like the test, what you have to know for the test, okay? You know, just working through that book and just, you know, going from A to Z through that book. I mean, everything that Crystal teaches in that book helps you to get to where you want to be. But then I realized that what I really wanted to do was film and television. Everything that I needed was in that book. I prepared myself based on that book. And now that's what I'm doing. I'm working in film and television. How do we get people from point A?
Well, here's the thing. You cannot drag them kicking and screaming to success.
No, you can't.
Everyone learns differently. Some people are just the kind of people that don't bounce until they hit the floor. You are one of those people. Marietta is one of those people that has been championing that book since I wrote the first edition of it in 1990, put out the first edition in 1995. It's now in its sixth edition on iTunes. But you've got people who say they just want the hookup. Don't forget about that. Well, why should I read a book? Why can't you just tell me? Or they don't want to spend $40 on a book. I've heard it over and over again. What could possibly be in that book that could help me? Or they don't want to read. You can't make them do it. But let me tell you, there are just as many people who, after being in the business for 2 or 3 years, who went and finally got the book and read it that said, I should have got this book when such and such told me to.
Right.
But you can't make them do it. You know, my grandmother used to say a hard head makes a soft butt, and some of us just insist on learning things the hard way. I think the saddest part for me, because I love this business, is that some people do it wrong for so long that they get discouraged and they
right.
end up taking regular 9-to-5 jobs that they didn't have to take had they had just invested in the right things in the beginning.
Right.
But you can't make them do it. You're like, what do I say to them? They look at your career and you're telling them, well, you know, I got this book and this book really helped me, and they still don't want to go out and buy it because a lot of times people feel like they're entitled to what you know without having to pay for it at all.
You should just sit down
for free and give them everything that you pay for. And I just don't happen to believe in that. I don't happen to believe in that. But you can't listen. This subject, we could exhaust this subject. There are people that are listening to this show right now, and it's not going to make any difference to them. It is, but it can be the difference between the winners and the losers.
Mm-hmm.
But the same people who don't want to listen, I always say this, become 55-year-old bitter women or men who go around telling everybody else that they can't be successful because they didn't do the things they should have done along the way, so now they want to discourage everyone else.
Right.
And it's very sad, but unfortunately, in many cases, it's human nature. I don't know what to do about it.
Yeah.
You know what? Whenever I do a package in your portfolio workshop, I always say that the people who are here are the ones that are supposed to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's right.
The people who come to the summit and get what they need to succeed are the ones that are supposed to be there. And they will leave there, believe me, they will leave there with the same attitude that PYP grants have, which is do not take what you just paid your hard-earned money for and give it to people who won't even spend $49.95 on the book.
Mm-hmm.
That's the wrong investment for you.
It's true. They want you to take what you know and give it to them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, because we came up in an age of, you know, no internet, no social media, you know, none of that. So we had to read a book or watch a video or, you know what I mean, or something like that.
But and, we're still reading.
We're still
reading.
We're still buying books.
Well, because we understand that it's all part of the investment to build our future. And yeah. It amazes me that I constantly see posts, oh, should I buy this new lipstick for whatever it is, or should I buy this new palette? It's like all the products in the world and all the palettes in the world will not make you a better artist.
Right. It doesn't. It won't. It won't.
It will not make you a better artist. It's like if you do not have, like Crystal just said, if you don't have the business acumen, you're not going anywhere.
Right. Right.
You're not going anywhere. It's like, you know, when you plan out your classes for 2015, the ones that you're going to take, the ones that you're going to attend, if you've got only the how-to on there to do more eyeshadow and more blush and more contour and more highlight, and you have nothing about how do I build my business, something's drastically wrong with your planning.
Right. Right.
Wow.
Let's talk about one of the summit is talking community connection. I don't want to talk anything about. Beauty. And I know. You know, everybody has an opinion about YouTube and what you can learn on YouTube, who's teaching on YouTube, who shouldn't be teaching on YouTube. What's good about YouTube? What's not so good about it? And how can you be better when you're
maybe, yeah, I'm having a really hard time understanding tonight.
I missed some of that. I did hear some about YouTube, so let me just give you my 2 cents. First of all, everybody has the right to do whatever they want to do whenever they want to do it. They can do it well. They can do it badly. You can go get your car fixed at a place where they do a crappy job, or you can go to a place to get your car fixed where they do a great job. It's not for us to decide who should be doing makeup on YouTube. Who cares? I mean, honestly, we're wasting way too much energy complaining about the people who are doing a crappy makeup job on YouTube. Here's the bottom line. The person that goes to get their makeup done by somebody you think is doing a crappy job is not even your customer. So why do you care? The artists get all up in arms about, well, you shouldn't be doing makeup for $75 because it brings our industry down. I always think that is the most hilarious thing because the same artists that say that, they did used to do makeup for $75.
True.
But guess what? If you are at a $500 level or an $850 a day level, why on earth do you care that somebody's getting doing makeup for $75. That the person there doing makeup for $75 is not even your customer. And the truth is this: artists keep saying things like, "Well, you know, the client doesn't know that the makeup they're getting is not good. It's good enough for them. It's good enough for them. And why is that your business? Why don't you focus on learning how to sell the benefits of what you do to a customer who can afford to pay for it, instead of caring about somebody that's doing makeup for $75 or $150, like you used to do makeup for $75 or $150. You heard Marietta say, way back in the day, I went and did makeup for 27 hours for $150.
Right.
I used to do this packaging your portfolio workshop for one day for $199. Now the class is, you know, $32.95 for 4 days. Yes, it includes the hotel and breakfast and lunch, but for me, for my pocketbook, it's still about $600 a day. Do you think I care about somebody who's doing a class that sounds like it's like mine and they're charging half the price? How much energy do you think I could waste worrying about that somebody's doing a class with a name that sounds like mine and it sounds like they're teaching exactly what I'm teaching for half the price? When I could expend that, take that same energy and putting it into marketing myself to the people who think that paying me $600 a day is not too high. Everybody has got to change their mindset. There are $150 an hour attorneys, and there are $350 an hour attorneys. There are $480 an hour attorneys. And guess what? The divorce attorney that's $150 says he does exactly the same thing as the divorce attorney that's $480. So everybody has an option, and everybody has choices. That's why we have free will, so we can make the choices that are right for us. It is wasted energy to sit around talking about that somebody's doing something you say you do for half as much as you do it. I absolutely believe that. God got a
Mary,
lot of
Mary.
Marietta,
any thoughts?
What?
I said, any thoughts?
I have a hearing issue to begin with. I'm having a really hard time hearing some of the stuff. Like, some of it goes in and out. Like, I heard Crystal talk about the YouTube artist, you know, and stuff, and she's right. You know, you can choose a $5 an hour lawyer or a $450 an hour lawyer. I mean, it's, you know, you're always going to have a range.
Absolutely.
You know, I will say this, that since 2008, we have experienced a market correction. It happened in housing, house sale prices, and it's also happened in our industry. Maybe you were getting $1,500 a day for something you're now getting $1,000 a day for, because there was a market correction. But the thing about a market correction is, like the housing market in California, things do bounce back. Just like the fact that in 2008 the bottom fell out of the market, and in 2014 the housing prices in California are back up 25%. What that means is, while you may not be able to get your existing clients to bump your rate up. But if you were doing what you were supposed to be doing, which is continually marketing yourself, you can get some new clients to pay you more money for what you do.
Right.
The truth is, making $1,000 a day doing makeup for what you were getting $1,500 a day for is not really a bad rate. The difference is that we start living beyond our means and we get caught with our pants down.
Right. Right.
Totally, 150% agree with what you just said, Crystal.
Yeah.
That's how it happens.
That's how it happens.
Yep. I'm going to bring someone in on the phone line. So just reminding everyone that's listening via online, if you have a question or comment, you can call 914-803-4399 and only press the option to speak with the host, only if you want to talk. So let's see who this is.
Hi. Hi.
Hi, Denise.
I'm sorry, who is this?
This is Connie Fan. I'm sorry, I cannot tell you and your sister apart. You have to let me know.
Oh, okay. Hi, Connie. This is Janice speaking.
Hi, Janice. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. So my name is Connie Fan. I've been a long-time listener of Beauty Talk Radio. I'm a makeup artist and hairstylist.
I actually learned
about Crystal first through your show a few years back.
Oh.
And I think 2 years ago we had her on, and I just had the most educational hour listening to her. So I called her up and then was on the phone. She was on the phone with me for like 40 minutes because there was a credit card issue or something. But what I ended up buying her book. And then she just talked to me for 40 minutes. And I learned so much. And this is not, it's not slate, you know, when Crystal talks, she really, I just feel like I take notes every time I talk to her. So I took her class, the PYP workshop, a 3-day version, last October. And today is November the 30th, and I just became a full-time freelancer. I quit my part-time corporate job about 2 weeks ago. Yeah, and I'm happy to report I'm earning slightly less than my corporate gig, but I'm pleasantly surprised at how much I am earning out of this full-time gig using what Crystal taught us a year ago in her class. I was doing deal memos. You know, I wasn't even asking for people for a confirmation of the rate before, and after the class, I was having, you know, deal memo signed, everything in writing. I make a point to stay at a certain level in the market, so I'm not letting people charging less bother me, because as Crystal was telling us in class, you know, that's not our target market. And I think for me, it inspired me to continually get better, because in order to charge more, I have to be better than I am today. And that has really paid off for me. So, and Marietta too. Marietta, I don't know if you remember me. I was in your lipstick lecture once, and you and I talked for about an hour, and you advised me.
Oh, yeah.
So I've been the beneficiary of both of you great ladies.
Of both ladies, right.
I just want to say that, you two talk from experience. You shoot straight from your personal experiences. So I just feel anyone that is thinking about one investment they can make in terms of business, not artistry, but in terms of business, they should really give the PRP Summit some serious consideration, because I'm so glad I did. And I picked up my makeup brush in 2007, and I've not made as many progress as I have in the last 6 years as the last year. Just simply
awesome.
simply from taking Crystal's class, and you know, like actually, you know, Crystal's class introduced me to Merida, and you know, that's one thing led to another. But it's really a life changer. It affects my view on life in general, just because, you know, we're not working at a corporate job, but we're there just for the money. You know, we do makeup because we really love it. And the lessons that Crystal taught me helped me guide my own life in terms of garnering more respect. Because when a client respects me more, then that means I'm doing something that earns self-respect in general, whether with the clients, whether with my relationships, whether with my families. So it all comes together for me, and I feel like it's the flow of things. You know, when everything flows, you know, some days it just, when everything just flows. And I really think that her class has a lot to offer for anyone that is thinking of thriving in this business as opposed to just surviving, as Crystal said. So I just want to call in and share my experiences.
Wow. Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Absolutely. See, I like listeners like Connie because, you know, she said she heard Crystal a couple years ago on the show, and then she found out about Marietta through Crystal's class. And it just seems like she's really taking advantage of the fact that she's come into contact with both the ladies, and she's on the phone, the phone with you, Marietta, after the lecture, the lipstick lecture,
yeah,
for about an hour. And then she's on the phone with Crystal for about 45 minutes. And I feel like people like that who take advantage of the opportunity to speak to people and get all the information that they can. I'm sure right now, Connie, that you just left your corporate job. Sometimes I know that you could be a little nervous about it because it's new. You know, and now things are not going to always be as consistent. I know you're excited about it, and I feel like you have some of what you need to get started. Or how are you feeling about leaving your job and now you're starting in your freelance makeup career?
I'm actually ecstatic. Before I took Crystal's class, I've been contemplating about going on my own for 3 or 4 years. But at that time, it's more like an infatuation, you know, like when you're with somebody, you're infatuated with a person or with the idea of being out with a person. So I was infatuated about being on my own, being a freelancer. Mm-hmm. But after Crystal's class, I can actually see and know how to get there because she taught us on how to plan our future 90 days at a time. So long before I quit my job, I've been doing that 90-day incremental planning exercises for the past year. So it actually really wasn't scary. I mean, I was kind of in a trance, in a way, when I wrote the resignation letter, just because I know it's not right for me to go back to that job. You know, like I know it's, you know, look, I just need to put one step foot in front of the other, because I've been actually doing this on a daily basis and I've been seeing results. It's just a matter of taking that plunge. So it really wasn't a roller coaster emotionally, if you will. It's more about saying, okay, I'm just ready. And then my finger did the talking for me. I started typing my resignation letter. You know, it was sent. And now, you know, I did my finances beforehand, so I was tracking how much money I have coming in, so I know, you know, ballpark how much money I can expect, you know, when I go out on my own, and that kind of falls in that ballpark. Given that our business is Seven and Feast, so I know, okay, I need to hustle now in order to have business coming in the January, February, March, you know, sometimes the slow months. But it's not, you know, it's, I just always think that given the amount of energy I put into my regular job, if I just put the same amount of energy into my own business, I can be just equally as successful, because I feel like we just put so much of ourselves in someone else's business. And we're too tired to take care of our own business at the end of the day. And I just bring the same work ethic that I do before to my own business. And that's really just all I did, along with the roadmap that Crystal laid out. That's all it took.
That's awesome.
Love it.
Awesome. You said the magic words. You apply the same corporate work ethic that you had to building your business because you realize you are the CEO, you are the chief cook and bottle washer, you are the CFO, you are everything. You do it all. The chief advertising expert, the chief marketing executive, everything. That's what you are when you're building your own business.
Yeah.
That's right.
We are much more resourceful than we think, at least I am, you know, much more resourceful than I gave myself credit for. Now that I don't have to get up on time to be there at 9 for someone else, I realize that I'm not going to go back even for double of what they're paying me because I'm better than that. You know, I can be so much more creative. Everything, you know, like a few weeks ago, a producer called me and asked me for something. I jumped the gun on it. I learned the thing right away. I mean, you bet you, the next time someone will call me, I'm not going to make a mistake because the money is on the line. You know? So, I mean, I learned so fast. It just like, I think, you know, I'm not afraid of failing because I know I'm just going to make a mistake once because I can't afford to make it twice.
Right.
As long as you learn and realize that you're not going to duplicate that mistake.
Exactly. Remember, Marietta, I think I did something stupid when I talked to you and you said, oh, I didn't do it again.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you.
I mean,
I really am.
I gotta get hearing aids.
All right. Well, I just want to call in, get some prop for Meredith and Tristan also for the show, and put a plug in for the PRP summit. We'll just take the rest offline and continue listening to the show. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Where are you?
Okay.
Connie, where are you on social media so we can kind of follow you?
Oh, what is my website?
Are you on social media?
Yes. So my Instagram is Connie Sam Beauty. That's CONNIE. T as in Tom, S in Sam, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, G as in Georgia, Beauty. Connie Sam Beauty.
All right. We'll follow you so we can see your progress.
All right. Thanks, ladies. Thanks.
All right. Have a good evening.
That was wonderful.
Absolutely.
That was wonderful. Mm-hmm. I think one of the things is, she said it, realizing that this is your business and nobody's going to run it for you. You have to be able to run it yourself if you want it to grow. You've got to get up, the same discipline. The same stick-to-itiveness in order to make it work. You just have to. I mean, you know, there are many mornings that I crawl up my stairs at 5 in the morning to just shut my eyes for a couple of hours, or sometimes I just fall asleep at my desk. You know, I put my nose to the grindstone to make it work.
Right.
And you got to realize that if something is not going to take you in the direction that you want, if something's not going to take you in the direction that you're going in, then sometimes you might just have to say no.
Right.
And I learned that is so important. So it's not just about saying yes sometimes. Sometimes it's about saying no. And I think that in businesses, as freelancers, we have to have the know when to say yes and know when to say no. And I remember turning down Too Fast, Too Furious. That was the one that was shot here in Miami because it was not going to take me in the directions I was going in at that particular moment. It was going to take me so far astray, I mean, that I could not get back on course. And I thought, you know, as wonderful as it seems, that's not going to work for me right now. So it was easy to say no. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we're honest enough with ourselves sometimes. But we have to do the assessment to see where are we, where are we going, where would we like to go? And once we ask ourselves those questions, and where are we currently standing, you know, then you can know what direction you want to go in and put your energy and effort into it. And, I mean, you know, it's the end of 2014. 2015 is right here staring us in the face. So we should be planning whatever classes we want to take this year. You know, what our goals, we should be writing down our goals, looking at what we achieved in 2014 and what we're going to look into achieve in 2015. I mean, all of those are things that we have to put in place. Because that's how our business grows. When you look at any major company, that's what they do, and they're closing out the books for the last quarter and getting ready for the next quarter. I mean, and that's what we have to do. Okay, so it's just you. You are your business. I mean, I don't know when people are going to realize that you are your business, period.
Right.
I mean, that's what you do when you're a freelance person. If you're not collecting a paycheck from somebody every day, you are a freelancer. When you have to pay your own taxes, you are a freelancer. I mean, I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it. I mean, it's so funny because I just finished a class at Cosmics, and I'm getting ready to do to teach the beginning class next year, January 5th, for 3 weeks. And the students that I just finished, one of them posted, they just did a fashion show, and they posted, "Oh, my God, Marietta, thank you so much for teaching me how to work in a small space." Because guess what? For the first time, I'm working in a trailer. And I've never worked in one before. But everything you showed me made so much sense. And I didn't have to panic. I knew what to do. And I was so organized. And everything was labeled. Because I realized that a lot of these students coming out of school, they never even know what the inside of a makeup trailer looks like. You know? And if that's the place, if you're working in film and television, that's going to be your home. Mm-hmm. That's going to be your home. That's where you're going to be working. So it's just, there's so many little things about this industry that you have to learn in order to build a career in it. And we just don't open up ourselves to learning the way we should. I know.
And that's why your book is so important, too, with all that terminology.
Yeah, I'm actually very proud of that book because that book has got so many terms in it.
It's amazing that you can even remember all that stuff. Like that you can, you know, like what you know certain terms that you know, but it's like when I was reading through the book, it was like, oh my gosh, she thought of that, and she thought of that, and she thought of that. How did you remember all of that stuff?
You know what? I have been writing this down. I've been writing this stuff down for the past 20-something years because I would sit, because I was never just one who just wanted to just pay attention to just makeup. I love production. I love, love, love production. I love to know what's going on around me. So I always wondered, what are they doing over there? What is that? What is this? So I paid attention to every single department's job. Every department's job. And so I could see the whole picture for myself. And I got fascinated by listening to all the different things that each department person says. So I would write things down for my own reference. And by that, I realized that I had a whole long list of stuff that I had written down. And I pulled from that. You know, because I realized in working in the industry, there's so many things we don't know. And that's how I end up coming up with the book. When I went on the set the other day to do the Whitney Houston movie, I was sitting there and I'm going, oh, my God, what a perfect title. Because I realized how each and every one of those words, you know, means something. every single word means something. We take it for granted, but they all mean something, you know. And so I'm kind of fascinated by how much I do actually remember. And you know, and I love to pass things on. I just love to pass things on. I mean, I have had 30 amazing years in film and television. And I am at the point in my career where passing the baton is rewarding to me. Do I still have passion? Of course I do. But passing the baton is more rewarding for me at this point, you know? And I love when that light bulb goes off to my students. I love it. I mean, it's like amazing when they go, oh, my God, I didn't know what that meant. Is that what that means? And it's like that little light bulb. Well, wow, what a great technique. Oh, the business. Oh, I'm running my own business. Really? Is that what I'm doing? I never thought of it that way. Well, yeah, you are. So I love this light bulb moment.
Hey, lady, it's Crystal. I have got to get off the phone. I
okay.
am actually in a restaurant and with about 10 people who have shown up here to see me before I go back to Houston, Texas. So I wanted to come back on, and I wanted to say I would love to offer the Beauty Talk listeners, the Beauty Talk audience, an opportunity to get a 1, 2, or 3-day pass to the summit at the Black Friday prices.
Oh, nice.
I will extend those Black Friday prices up through midnight tomorrow night. And what that means is a 419, I don't have the numbers in front of me exactly, but a 1-day pass, which gets you 4 classes, 1 caucus, and 2 party with a purpose events, because you get a party with a purpose event that particular day, and you also get to come to the red carpet launch, will only cost you, I think, $246.
I'm just so thankful.
Awesome.
Okay, so
thank you so much.
You're so welcome. The web address is typsummit.com. If you go there, you'll still hit the Black Friday page. So I just went online and activated it while I was listening, so that your listeners have a chance between now and tomorrow night, Monday night at midnight, to go in and get a 1, 2, or 3-day pass at the Black Friday price. You can also give them my phone number, which is 323-299-0500 if they have questions. The most important thing to know is just go and get your 1, 2, or 3-day pass. You can decide over the next 4 to 6 weeks whether your 1 day is going to be on Saturday, Sunday, or Monday, whether your 2 days is going to be Friday and Saturday or Saturday and Sunday. You can decide that later, and then you'll be able to go in and choose your classes. And you'll even be able to change your classes for the next 6 weeks. If you find something else that pops up, because we still have a couple of spots, then you'll be able to go in and change your classes. But I definitely want to offer that to your listeners. And, you know, they can always leave me an email, crystal@typsummit.com. It comes right into my phone, and I return all of my calls. Okay?
Nice.
Thank you so much, Crystal, for your time, and we really do appreciate this. We'll post this information so that a couple people out there hopefully will take advantage of it before tomorrow night at midnight.
Okay, that sounds good. You guys have a great evening, and thank you again for having me.
Thank you
so much.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, Marietta, you're still here?
Yep.
Oh, okay. there was something I wanted to say. Oh, and I was actually trying to tweet it as well. You said you were passing the baton. You said you were passing the baton.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I enjoy passing the baton.
And I said, and at, I was tweeting this actually. I was saying, at Denise Tunnell and I are reaching for it because we are still moving forward with this production career. We absolutely love film and television as well. And we basically want to, you know, we want to, you know, have those long careers like you've had, you know, 30-plus years. We're probably a little bit halfway, you know, at a little bit over the halfway mark to move in that direction. And so basically we want to keep moving forward with all of the things that we've actually learned through experience, but also the things that we've learned from you. Like, you know, we come on those lipstick lectures and we may make our comments and add some things, but trust me, we're taking notes as well. And I said all that just to say, to encourage other people that really need to take advantage of those lipstick lectures. I listened to Connie when she came on, and I'm just so excited for her because I really love it when artists are paying attention to what other artists are trying to teach them and tell them. She's gonna do well, you know, based on the fact that she takes the information that she's given and she applies it. And so she's gonna be, you know, she's gonna do well. She's a new freelance artist, but she's been working on her plan for a long time now. So anyway, we are reaching for that baton, and you know, just like Connie and just like some of the others that's listening. None of us have it all figured out where we can't continue to learn and continue to grow.
No, you guys, it amazes me that you guys are in there. Every month I do the lipstick lecture, you guys are in there. You don't miss it. You don't miss them. And I thank you for that. I think it's great. I mean, it's like, you know. And you would think that as much as you guys have been doing, and when I met you guys have really built a very strong career in film and television.
When you met us, we were very new to it all.
I know. You guys were very, very new. I mean, I remember you guys coming to L.A. to IMAX, and you guys were very new. Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
But look what you've done.
Oh yeah. I mean, you know, I'm proud of how far we've come. I feel like we have so much more to do and to accomplish. But
you guys don't let grass grow under your feet.
Not at all. And uncle that we've met over the years who's inspired us, who's taught us something, who offered us something that we could take and use in our careers. So I encourage people, like when information is given, take that information and use it, you know, and keep moving forward. So I don't know what my sister thinks about it, but I'm sure she feels the same way. But I'm just happy to have you in our lives, and I'm just happy that we met you years ago. I know that was over, maybe 12 or 13 years ago. Maybe it's not longer, but it's been a long time. But I'm just thankful that we met you and that we, you know, had the opportunity to learn a lot from you.
Well, and I too am happy to have you guys in my life because I can throw things at you. Sometimes I'm caught in a quandary and I need somebody to throw something at and get some feedback. And you guys are right there for me where I can get that feedback. And I love that.
I know sometimes I'm kind of caught off guard sometimes when I'm on the lipstick lecture. And you might ask me a question or something, and I'm like, oh, my God, I wasn't listening quite as I should have been, but you know, I'm in the middle of doing something. I'm like, oh God, she caught me, you know.
That's okay. Now I'm excited about my book. I'm excited about you know, the planner. I'm excited about the PYP summit. Yeah, I mean, it's like it's all good.
Yeah. But speaking of the lipstick lecture, the very next lipstick lecture is on Saturday the 13th of this month. Tomorrow starts December, but Saturday the 13th of December is the next lipstick lecture, and it's planning for my retirement.
You know what? I might have to reschedule that time because I have to check to see what time my plane lands from France.
Oh, right. You're coming back in. That's right.
I'm back in France because I'm so excited to be going off to France to teach for the week at the newly opened Makeup Forever Film and Television Academy. I am so excited about this.
That's going to be great.
Yeah. So I'm really looking forward to that this opportunity, you know?
Yeah, it should be really nice.
Yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to this opportunity. So, yeah. So it's all good. It's all wonderful.
Do you know how many students will be in that class?
I don't know. I really don't know yet. Whether it's one or 20, I don't know. It doesn't matter. I'm looking.
You'll probably have a full house.
Yeah, I'm so excited about this. Yeah, And I just had a wonderful group. I just finished at Cosmics, and you know, it was so great to be able to. I love when I can impart some kind of knowledge. Oh my
mm-hmm.
God, it's just so great to be able to speak.
And it's also great. When you have the students who really desire the knowledge.
Right. I didn't hear you. Huh?
I said it's really great when you have the students who really desire the knowledge.
Yes. Oh my gosh. There's nothing like it. There is nothing like it when students are eager to just soak up everything you're doing. That to me is like so rewarding. It is so rewarding and so fulfilling, and I love that. I love passing on my knowledge to people.
Wow.
You know, and I love pointing them in the direction. I like sending people to the source. I mean, my goodness, that's so important, to send people to the source. You know,
right.
and it just makes such a big difference. It just makes such a big difference. You know, and it's exciting. It's exciting for me. It's very exciting for me to do that.
Well, I can't wait for you to come back and share everything that took place in France.
I can't wait either. I am just really excited about that. I am really, really.
Yeah.
I wanted to post the link. Where do I post the link for my book?
You talk about your for her book. You can post that on the Beauty Talk Facebook page, but I apologize. I meant to actually post that when you sent it to me. I meant to post that.
I'm gonna send it to you. I'm gonna send it. I found. I don't know if it's the right place, but I just posted it in Twitter. In tweet chat. I don't know. I am like a moron sometimes when it comes to posting stuff on social media. You know, it's like simply before I explained to a group of people the other day what it actually meant: roll sound, rolling, speak,
mm-hmm.
mark, and action. Because a lot of people don't realize that those are the words said before each take.
Right. Right.
You know, A lot of them don't realize that those are the actual words, and they don't, and not just the actual words, but every one of those words has a very specific meaning.
Right.
You know, and stuff. They don't realize that they all have very specific meaning and stuff. That they're just not uttering words to utter words, you know?
Exactly.
And stuff. So, yeah, so I'm very eager and excited about this. So
I can't wait. I keep wondering, should I get the book on my iPad or should I wait for the hard copy?
Girl, go ahead and put it in your iPad. Well, you know, I don't have an iPad.
Well, I don't either, Marietta, and I'm waiting for the hard copy. So,
I don't have an iPad.
I don't know if I'm going to be the only hard copy customer, but I'm waiting for the hard copy.
Well, you know, it's so funny because people seem to want the quick fix, you know what I mean? So they want so I put it, that's why I did it like that. But, you know, we'll see. I haven't had hard copies, so we'll see.
How about I do iPad and hard copy?
Oh, that sounds good. Because it's only like only going to be 5x8, and I
right.
tried to put in things where people can learn how to fill out the paperwork, you know, because you can't do a job without the start paperwork.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, it's like everything
Absolutely.
Has to have a start paperwork.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, Marietta, for tonight. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Absolutely. And thanks to Crystal again.
Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it, and I wish you guys all the best for a happy holiday season.
Absolutely. Oh, you too. You as well. And let me clarify, because I'm not sure if Crystal heard the question or understood the question, but my whole question about YouTube was how do we make YouTube work for the professional artists, whether they're hairstylists, makeup artists, nail techs, whatever. How do we make it work for the professional artists? Because everybody has an opinion about YouTube. Everybody has an opinion about who should be on it, who shouldn't be on it, you know, who should be doing videos, or, you know, who should be learning from people and all that kind of stuff. So, her point about, you know, not, you know, putting your energy into that, great point. But I think from there she went into rates and all that kind of thing. Basically, what I wanted to know was how, and you don't have to answer this tonight, I just wanted to clarify it for everybody listening. How can we make YouTube work for the professional? Because, you know, everybody out there, you know, basically how to, I guess, take your makeup career and make it a career, you know, on TV. Like, how can you get to be that person where you're now on TV? I guess, I don't know, whatever it is that you're doing on TV as a makeup person.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is, everybody's not going to have that opportunity. Everybody's not going to get that opportunity. So how can, instead of being on the tube, how can we use YouTube for people who want that type of opportunity as a professional? And how do we make it work for us? And how do we make it be legitimate or even just seem legitimate to everybody else? Because when people say YouTube, sometimes artists will cringe like, ugh, you know, YouTube. That's not what they want to, they don't want to relate professional and YouTube.
I know I don't have a YouTube presence. I really don't. You know, but I've been thinking it's time that I have one.
Mhm. Because people are on there, they look at YouTube. You know, and I just wanted to hear everybody's opinion about how do we make it work for the professional, and so that the professional can use it to put their information out there. If you decided you wanted to do some classes or something, and do some, I don't know, you know, 5 to 10 minute videos and put them on YouTube? How do we make that work for you?
Well, I think that that's a discussion we have to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. I think that that's a discussion to be talked about, to be discussed further.
Yeah, because we always equate YouTube with bloggers, and then people frown at that. But how do we change that around? How do we flip that and make it work for the professional makeup artist or professional hair
right.
stylist? Without it being a negative thing or people looking at it as a negative thing.
Right.
So just some food for thought.
Lots of food for thought. Lots of food.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, that's going to do it for tonight. But, Marietta, you have a safe trip. And... get back home.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Enjoy the time there, and I'm sure those students are going to get a lot out of it. Thank you to Crystal again and to everyone who tuned in by phone or who are online listening. Thank you for listening, and thanks to our normal Beauty Lounge crew who's always hanging out, Viola, Tarantina, Tiffany, who else would I see out there? Marietta, of course. I think I saw Eugenia tweet something. But anyway, thank you guys for hanging out in the Beauty Lounge as well. We really appreciate this continued support. And we'll
also,
be back.
Also, really quickly, we'll be posting more information about it, but if you are available on the 13th at 2 p.m., if you're on the East Coast, then that is, 11 a.m. on the West Coast. And it will be 8 p.m. if you're over in Nigeria. Illusions Cosmetics will be hosting a tweet chat on makeup for women of color. So
awesome.
Please join us on that tweet chat. And we'll be posting
awesome.
More information about it again, so it should be fun.
Yeah. Posted by Barbara, she's a young lady in Nigeria. She's a blogger and makeup artist, and she'll be hosting a tweet chat with us. So please chat with us. It's okay. Catch you again.
Have a good evening, ladies.
You too.
Good evening, Marietta. All right.
Take care.
You want to shout out our...
Okay.
Good night. You want to shout out our...
Yes, you can follow us on Twitter. We are beauty_talk. And on Instagram, we're beauty_talk_media. And on Facebook, we're Beauty Talk Online Radio.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, everyone. We will post this information about the PYP Summit. You still have time to get it at a discounted rate. So we'll post that information on Twitter as well as our Beauty Talk Facebook pages and Beauty Talk Instagram page. So look for it if you're interested. Thank you guys very much. Have a great night. Have a wonderful week. Continue to be beautiful and blessed. Good night.
Good night.